Hello. Welcome to Word of Life podcast. I trust you're having a beautiful day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Today, Pastor Chris is talking to us about the special atmosphere. Hallelujah. The theme scripture for today is Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5 in the Amplified Classic Version. That scripture says, "And the Lord will create over the whole site, over every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and over her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory shall be a canopy, a defense of divine love and protection." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris begins. He says, "Glory to God." The theme verse today foretells of a phenomenon previously experienced by Israel, a reference to the pillar of a cloud and of fire which attended them in their exodus from Egypt. They were under God's divine protection, provision, love, and care. Exodus chapter 11 from verse 21 to 22 says, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire." Glory to God. And even though they were in the desert, in that terrible arid land, they weren't scorched by the sun, says Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. Then at night, they were kept warm by a pillar of fire. Thus, day or night, they were under a special atmosphere. Glory to God. And Pastor Chris Oyakhilome says, "That's amazing. This didn't happen for one day, 3 days, a few months, or a year. It was for 40 long years. God protected them." Hallelujah. What a testimony. I mean, the miraculous was the order of the day for the Israelites, but they didn't even know it. They thought it was just enough. It was normal. During the day, they were protected. During the night, they were protected. Isn't that amazing? The power of God. They carried their own special atmosphere for 40 long years. God is indeed amazing. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris Oyakhilome continues. He says, "Read the psalmist's account of this in Psalm 105 verse 37. Pastor encourages us to read it in the Amplified Classic Version. And that version says, "He brought Israel forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes." Hallelujah. Not one was feeble. Not only did they come out of Egypt, they came out with wealth, and there was not one weak among their tribes. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 29 verse 5 in the New King James Version says, "And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness, says the Lord. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet." Hallelujah. Their clothes did not get worn out, tired, or ripped on their body, neither did their sandals worn out. Their clothes grew as they matured, as they grew. Also their sandals on their feet as they grew older. And Pastor says, this is extraordinary. They were in God's presence and He fed and nurtured them. Isn't that the most amazing thing? Glory to God. The extraordinary, powerful, miraculous was their everyday experience for 40 whole years. Pastor says they were in God's presence and God fed and nurtured them. What a God we serve. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20 to 21 in the Good News Bible says, in your goodness, you told them what they should do. You fed them manna and gave them water to drink. Hallelujah. Through 40 years in the desert, you provided all that they needed. Their clothing never wore out, and their feet were not swollen with pain. Oh, glory. And Pastor Chris Oyakhilome says, He hasn't changed. Glory to God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He hasn't changed. The same God takes care of you and nurtures you today, says Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His presence in, with, and about you today makes you an oasis of love and grace in a troubled world. Hallelujah. What a testimony. What a life we have in Christ Jesus. God takes care of us. He nurtures us daily. He ministers to us. He's in us and with us as we go about our daily businesses. And as a result, He has made us an oasis of love. We're unperturbed in a troubled world. We are shining. When others say there's a casting down, we say there's a lifting up. Hallelujah. What a life God has given us. Enjoy that life today, brothers and sisters. Refuse to live anything short of that glorious life God has made available for us in His Son, Jesus Christ. It is yours now. Enjoy it. Enjoy being nurtured. Enjoy asking your Father for whatever you need and seeing that He gives it to you. He says when you pray according to His will, He hears you. His will is that you enjoy this life, that you live a full life. Glory to God. Enjoy this life, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And in the last paragraph, Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome says, you live in His presence. Hallelujah. Let that sink in. I'm always in His presence. In a divine atmosphere of joy, bliss, and glory. Where you're absolutely independent of circumstances. It doesn't matter what's going on around you, in your city, in your finances, whatever it is. You're independent of it. Your joy knows no bounds. It is not dependent on how much you have in your bank account. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Blessings forevermore are His right hand. You can't lack in the presence of God. You can't be weak. You can't be weary in the presence of God. He has richly given to you all things to enjoy. Just ask of Him. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says lastly, there could be chaos or anarchy everywhere, but in Him, you're at peace and in safety. Hallelujah. No wonder in Psalm 91 he says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You remain in safety. You're secured. You're at peace. You're just coasting, enjoying this life, because that's how He's made it to be. Hallelujah. Christ is a place of abundance, a place of rest. Enjoy that rest today, brothers and sisters. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Join me as we take the confession together. Hallelujah. I dominate my environment with the atmosphere of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I walk in the Spirit, for that's the realm from which and into which I'm born. Hallelujah. There's no gloom, sadness, lack, poverty, or weakness in and around me, because I live perpetually in God's divine presence, in an atmosphere of joy, brightness, and victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What an article. This has brought joy to my spirit this morning. Hallelujah. And I trust it's the same for you listening. Glory to God. Now you can go ahead and enjoy a beautiful day, knowing that you're in God's presence. You carry Him wherever you are. He's made you a conduit of blessings. Therefore, you go wherever you are. You are blessed, you are favored, you are graced, and you carry an atmosphere of joy, of bliss. Hallelujah, of victory. Hallelujah. That is your testimony today. Glory to God. And I'll encourage you to look further in the scriptures so that you can fully grasp what the Lord is saying to us today. So please look at Jeremiah chapter 17. From verse 7 to 8. Hallelujah. And the book of Isaiah 43 from verse 2 to 3. You see, it doesn't matter what life throws at you. You remain at peace in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you're listening today, but you're yet to give your life to Christ, you're yet to accept Jesus into your heart, oh, look at what we shared today. That can be your testimony. You can enjoy His presence today. You can carry your own atmosphere of joy and bliss and of victory today, because He has made it available for you in His Son, Jesus Christ. But you've got to accept Him in your heart. You've got to believe that He is. You've got to believe that He is alive. And if you do today, your life will completely change forever. So I encourage you to say the prayer of salvation that follows immediately after this podcast. God bless you as you do so. Thank you all for listening today. Enjoy today, because God has given you this day to enjoy. God bless you. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by His Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today and say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart? Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe You raised from the dead for me. I accept Him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through Him and in His name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.